AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says nearly 300 stores and businesses were looted in another part of the city last night as protests were held following the police shooting death of Walter Wallace Jr.
We're finding that these crowds are, again, when they pop up like they did last night at Castor and Aramingo, they have the ability sometimes to mobilize quicker than we do and pull our citywide resources from other areas.
Wallace, who's reportedly armed with a knife, was shot as he approached two officers Monday afternoon. His family says they called 911 because he was going through a mental crisis. Outlaw says the department will release 911 tapes and footage from police body cameras in the near future. The city's also under a 9 p.m. Eastern Time curfew starting tonight. President Trump tells reporters in Las Vegas former Vice President Joe Biden won't denounce the violence.
This is a group that he supports. He doesn't want to condemn them. I saw that. He doesn't want to condemn them. You have to condemn. You have to be strong. You can't have chaos like that.
But Biden told reporters in Delaware,
there is no excuse whatsoever for the looting and the violence. None whatsoever.
Miles Taylor, the former chief of staff at the Department of Homeland Security in the Trump administration, says he is anonymous, the administration official who penned a scathing anti-Trump op-ed and book. Taylor has been an outspoken critic of Trump's in recent months and had repeatedly denied that he was the author of the column, even to colleagues at CNN, where he has been a contributor. In a statement, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany called Taylor a low-level, disgruntled former staffer who was a liar and a coward. Each of the major indexes lost more than 3% today, the Dow plunging 943 points while the Nasdaq fell 407. This is AP News. The center of Hurricane Zeta makes landfall in southeastern Louisiana with top sustained winds of 110 miles per hour. The fast-moving storm bringing heavy rain, high winds, and a strong storm surge from south of New Orleans to the western Florida panhandle. Tim Kerner is mayor of Jean Lafitte, Louisiana.
Those 4 to 5 hours, we're going to get a lot of water, but we just don't know what to expect with these storms. We're going to prepare for the worst, hope for the best. But, you know, we will get water, but the good news is it'll be over quick.
Workers closed when the last floodgates surrounding New Orleans as residents braced for the storm. Testifying on Capitol Hill was Twitter's Jack Dorsey. Republican senators are accusing the tech companies of showing anti-conservative bias.
Section 230 is the most important law protecting internet speech. And removing Section 230 will remove speech from the internet.
Conservatives accuse the companies of limiting an unverified story from the New York Post about Joe Biden. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.